Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Drawn to him. Yes, indeed. All men will be drawn, and women will be drawn to Jesus. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, WGUM, Glory United Ministry, your beloved hostess is I. And on the line, I see we have not only Pastor Benjamin, but we also have our weekly soloist. Pastor Benjamin, you may introduce our soloist if you choose.
Amen. To God be the glory. Truly, this is another day that the Lord has allowed us to be in the land of the living with life, of course, health and strength. And we just thank God for the sunshine and the rain. I am so delighted tonight to have our soloist, Mother Janie, on the line with us, who is so faithful. My God, today I pray that God will reward her for her willingness to be a vessel, or just say it like this, a soldier in the army of the Lord. I tell you, you know, willing workers. When I was a child being raised in the Church of God in Christ, we had a song that we would sing on Sunday evening, my sister and I at church, my brothers as well, and we would sing, willing workers are needed in this world today. And truly she is a willing worker. The scripture says that whatever is right, he'll pay. It says go into the vineyard and whatever is right. I haven't read go into the vineyard and work, but it does say go into the vineyard and whatever is right, he says, I'll pay. And I just praise God for giving Mother Janie life, health, and strength, a long, healthy life, not just existing, but a long, healthy life. And we just bless God for all of you, 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 and you. And I'm going to decrease so that she can increase and bless us with a song that God have embarked upon her heart. God bless you, Mother Janie.
Good afternoon, everyone that's listening, Pastor Patricia and Pastor Scott. First of all, let me say congratulations to the both of y'all on last week when I heard you say that y'all were getting married. Oh, God, I was so glad to hear that, and you have my congratulations. And tonight, I want to sing this song because God has laid on my heart. Precious Lord, just take my hand. Not only my hand, but tonight, I want to sing this song for the Ward family in Petersfield again. Because Corrine died and her funeral was last week. And her brother-in-law, John, he died and his funeral going to be at this week. So my condolences go out to the Ward family and to my friend Jackie, Blondie, Rita, and her son. My two nieces supposed to be listening. My three nieces, excuse me. Mabel, Gregory, Susie Mitchell, and Evangelist Sandra Simmons.
Amen.
And the song I'm about to sing is for everybody that's listening tonight. And it's called Precious Lord, Just Take Our Hand, Lord. Take our hand. Precious Lord, take my hand. Just lead me on. Let me stand. Oh, I am tired. I am weak. I am worn through the storm. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home when my way grows dear. Precious Lord, lingers near when my light is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand. Lest I'll fall, take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the light draws near.
Yes.
And the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, just hold my hand, oh precious Lord, take our hand and lead us on. Oh, I say, precious Lord, take our hand, take our hand, lead us home, let us stand, let us stand. Oh, I'm tired, I am tired, oh, I'm weak, I am weak, oh, I'm alone. Through the storm, through the storm, through the night, lead me on, through the light, take my hand, take my hand, take my hand, take our hand, take our hand, take our hand, and lead us on, oh precious Lord, take our hand, take our hand, lead us on, oh let us stand, let us stand, oh our tired, oh we are tired, oh we are tired, oh we are tired, oh we are weak, oh we are weak, take our hand, take our hand, oh precious Lord, and lead us on. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, Mother Janie, she just knows what to sing and how to sing it. It just picks you up when you're feeling down. Who else would you want at such a time as this to take your hand and lead you on? Not many people want to be led nowadays, but and that's fine because you're not sure where they're going to lead you. But when Jesus is leading you, oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, great and mighty thing to know that we have a Savior who is not too busy when we ask him, Lord, lead me and guide me. Oh, God is so worthy to be praised on tonight. Mother Janie, thank you so much. And while you were singing, Mother, I heard the Lord say to make mention of your very fine husband, and I am being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, and we always mention Mother Janie. But Mother Janie have a wonderful husband, and I spoke with him once when I called her home. He answered the phone, and I really enjoyed speaking with her. And we thank God tonight for your husband being a man of God who allows his wife to witness in song, because some men don't want to hear that in their house. I don't care. I know some preachers that don't want their wives to be singing and carrying on. And it's just beautiful. And I just thank God for Brother Janie's husband. Forgive me, I don't know his name, but I know that he's Mother Janie's husband, and we thank God for your husband in Jesus' mighty and precious name. And God is going to strengthen. I don't know, it seems like there's a little weakness in his leg, but God is going to do what he said he would do. You know, the scripture tells us that the sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. It doesn't necessarily mean sanctified in the way that we know it, but because the wife is, I recall, and if Sister Sandra or Evangelist, Pastor, whatever her title is, on the line. I don't know if she was living in New York at the time that we had a very bad hurricane in New York, and on the avenue, Crook was his name. His name was Noah, but his nickname was Crook because he was very bow-legged, so it looked like he had crooked legs, so they named him Crook. And his house there, the hurricane hit, and he had a great big oak tree in the front yard, and that tree, the hurricane uprooted that tree, and that tree laid down upon Mr. Simmons, and his last name was Simmons as well, Mr. Simmons' house. His wife worked at night at a nursing home, and when she got home, she saw this huge tree laying on her house. But she knew that her family was all right, and her boarders that was there, that they were all right. And one of the men passed through after the hurricane, and they're doing cleanups and assessing the damage. And the man said to Mr. Simmons, said, man, said, somebody in that house must be living wrong. So Mr. Simmons said, he looked at the gentleman and said, why do you say that? He said, look at that great big tree laying down on your house. And Mr. Simmons said, he told him, he says, no, somebody in this house is living right, because that big tree should have crushed my house and killed us all. So I just want to let you know that I really do appreciate you, Brother Janie's husband. She's on with us every week, and I thank God for that. Bless you, Mother. This truly is the day that the Lord he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. As I was watching the morning news, it is so important to watch the news because you learn of things that you wouldn't know, especially once you get out of school, you stop learning. But if you watch the news, you can continue to learn or watch or look at your iPad or whatever you have, your Android. Pull up the news, good news, not junk. And we were watching the news this morning, and it was showing of the drought in California. And the man is standing in a dried up sea. It is completely dried where water once resided, and the salmon fish live. The ground, where the water used to be, is all parched and cracked up because the drought has dried out that river where the salmon fish live, where they swam. And it is so sad because they're going to be wiped out if they don't get water. And what they were doing was getting the fish that was left, and they put them in a water tanker. I'm sure you all have been driving on the highway, and you see this tractor with this trailer behind it, a big silver trailer that says water. And so they were getting up the salmon and putting them in that big trailer, that tanker that holds the water, to take the salmon to safety, take them to where there is water. Now they have made like little rivers for them to survive in. But we have water to waste. We need to learn how to be grateful to God for everything. Poured rain here in Delaware around 3 o'clock or after. I could hear the thunder when I was out having my lunch. And I said, oh, my goodness, it's got to be thundering. I think I hear the sound of thunder up above my head as we sat in the restaurant eating. And I said to Dr. Scott, I said, Does that sound like thunder to you? That's not a plane going over my head. Neither anyone on an upstairs walking. And he says, I don't hear it. I said, it's thunder. It's raining. And bless God, it was doing so. When we came out, it was pouring. And I just walked right on through the rain, got in the car, and came home. By the time we got home, it had slacked off. But God is so good. We don't have time to waste to give him thanks, to give him praise, to give him his glory and honor for all that he is and who he is to us. God is worthy, whether you deserve it or not, I don't know, but he's yet worthy of your praise. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, I tell you, my soul doth magnify the Lord. I'm making large his name. I'm magnifying the Lord so that someone can see that God is worthy to be praised. No, you may not have everything that your heart desires, but this one thing I know for sure, if you're hearing my voice, you are in the land of the living. If you're hearing my voice tonight, I believe that you got running water. They're in a drought out in California. They don't know when they're going to get water. Like I said, we got water to stand there and waste. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I really don't like using God is good and all the time God is good. I really don't like that because people just say it, and it has no meaning with it at all. Oh, God, somebody said, oh, God is good all the time. My God, today. But scripture lets us know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. For the psalmist declares, says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Everything. That means everything that hath breath, that's alive, praise the Lord. I am happy to hear Mother mention her nieces that's on the line. And yes, we will be praying for Sister Corrine Smalls, who was eulogized last week. Her family, her brother-in-law, I believe Mother said, passed away. So that family do have our prayers and condolences. And I'm telling you, Sister Rita's son, I tell you, is just on the move. He is on the move, and we thank God for God being God and performing a miracle. That we can do a lot of things with our computers. We can do a lot of things with our cell phone. But you can't do a miracle. Only God can do a miracle. And I remember the Temptation singing, oh, how I wish it would rain. But God sends the sunshine, and he sends the rain. But if Sister Evangelist, I'm not sure if she's pastoring yet or not, but I do know she's a preacher, and she preaches the gospel. And if she is on the line, yeah, you, Sister Aiken Simmons, I knew you when you was a little girl. Your mom and I, Sister Lucille, we were very good friends. We were such good friends that when she found out that I was down visiting my sister, she said, Herbert, come take me to the store. Pat's here, and I want to get some chitlins for her. Now, what kind of friend is this that would go and get chitlins and clean them and say, look, I don't have time to cook them, but I pick them for you. You can cook them yourself. Now, that's a friend, because the hardest part to the chicken is picking it, not cooking it. But she said, I can't because I'm busy. But I clean them for you now. They're not pick. Now, you can cook them, or you can take them back to New York and cook them, but I don't have time to fix them for you. I'm telling you, I love her mother, but if she is on the line tonight, I would like for her to push the number one so that Dr. Scott can see your number. He will call the last four digits of your number. I would like for you to greet us with your testimony, with a sermon, another solo, whatever God has put on your heart that you can bless us with this evening. I give away my time to Evangelist Sandra Akins Simmons. Are you there, Sister Sandra? Push the one.
There's no one hitting one, Pastor.
All right, we bless God for his benefit. Let's go to the Word of God. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And by the way, the young lady that Sister Johnson, Sister Patty asked us to pray for last week, Sister Rose has passed over, crossed over to the other side. So we prayed last week for Sister Rose's children, her daughter, and her friend, Sister Patty. We also prayed for her and to my own sister on this evening and her family, her son, grandson, granddaughter. To God be the glory. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm soliciting you all prayers tonight because I am having problems with my vocal box. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and because I'm building up inflammation, it is affecting my voice. But I serve a God that's able to do all things well. So I trust God that everything is already all right. I'm waiting on the manifestation. And it shall come to pass. That's Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings, God knows, somebody say, and all these blessings, this is verse number 2. And all these blessings, I fear Jesus. Woo! And all these blessings, hallelujah. You better catch this because it's real. And all these blessings, God help me today, shall come on thee. You better grab it and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Oh, you want a blessing? Well, you want a blessing? Then you have to keep the commandment that is spoke of in verse number 1. It said, it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed. Now I hear many of you say, when someone say, hi, how are you? Blessed. How are you? Blessed. Okay. You're blessed? Sometimes I look at them when they say blessed, and I wonder, how are they blessed? But I don't say anything. I just keep on moving. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be field. Blessed shalt thou be. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase, thy kind, and the flock of thy sheep. And you know good and well they're not talking about you. But I'm blessed. You're blessed. Well, blessed my cattle. I don't own any cattle. Blessed because I have sheep. I don't have any sheep. Blessed because of my field. I don't own a field. So how is this talking about me and you? Am I reading a lie? Or am I reading something that I really should not be paying any attention to, because I don't have none of the stuff that's written? I have a body, but I don't have a feel. My God, today. Let me give you something to think about. How am I blessed? How can I identify myself or connect myself to this 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy? My God, today. Blessed, this is number 5. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Well, I know a lady listening who has a store. So let's just say verse number 5 is talking directly to her. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. So maybe during the time when God was putting this out there, he had her on his mind, because she has a store out of the first 4 verses. And maybe some of you in the South may have a field. But in verse number 5, we find a lot of character here that have a store. My God, today. Put this together for me, Jesus. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Are you finally a participant of this 28th chapter of Deuteronomy? You weren't in the first verse or the second one or the third or the fourth, the fifth. We found someone that fit in the fifth verse. But how about verse number 6? Blessed shall I be when I cometh in, and blessed shall I be when I goeth out. I love the Lord. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Are you in this 28th chapter yet? Are you there? Have you seen yourself in this 28th chapter of Deuteronomy? Or is the Lord speaking foreign language in your hearing? How do I fit in the Word of God? How do I fit in these books of the Bible? Where am I in the Word of God? Am I a participant? Am I a partaker? Where am I in the Word of God? Why should I read it? Has nothing to do with me. Why should I go and listen to the preacher? It's not about me. Where do I fit tonight in this 28th, my God, today, of Deuteronomy? Have you seen your enemies come up against you and God turn it around, that what the enemy meant for your harm, God caused your enemy to be your footstool? They were up on top, and God has allowed you to see them come down while you were going up. God turned it around. Do you find yourself in verse number 7? I'm sure you found yourself in verse number 6 because you will go out, and you're blessed while you're going out. You'll come back, and you'll be blessed on your way back. My God, I just love Jesus tonight. How about you? The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse. I know some of you listening have a storehouse. And in all that thou settest thine hand to do or unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's a whole lot of talking there. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people. Are you in verse number 9? Unto himself, are you there yet? As he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all people of earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Then there in verse number 10, a lot of people, when I walk into a church, a lot of people have a fear of me. I'm not a mean person. I'm not a bad person. But they don't know how God is going to use me in the service, and they don't want to be singled out. So they have a fear of me. But I only move when God tell me to move. I walk with a tall anointing. Not only is it felt in a church house, but I can be in a grocery store and people will know that something is different in this place. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the anointing that God has entrusted me with. So therefore, I'm not foolish with it, and I don't go around trying to speak curses on people. I just want to share the beacon of light because someone is in that store that need a lift. And I don't really have to say anything, but when I do, they know that it's something different. Something different about your smile. And when I saw you coming down the aisle, you were like all lit. It was so bright, so much brightness. Who are you? And I just smile. A lot of times I answer them by saying, tell the Lord, thank you. And I keep it moving. Oh, bless his name. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. I think I can find you all in this verse here, number 11. Many of you listening, you don't really need anything. Come on, tell the truth. Let's do an inventory. You don't need anything. You may want some things, but I don't think it's anyone listening to the sound of my voice tonight that need anything. But you want some things. You want to be healed. You want to have more money in your storehouse. You want to see a loved one. You want another car. You want another house. You want. But God has given you plenteous in goods. Do an inventory. Walk around, make a list of, I got this, and I want this. I got this, and I want this. I got this, and I want. See which one you have the most of when you get finished. And tell the Lord, I'm sorry for murmuring and complaining and not appreciating what I have, and then bless you. And wait for my wants. Somebody help me lift him up. In the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. Well, you were hanging out with plenty in goods. And in the fruit of your body, you got the fruit of your body. You've got your children. You've got your members in your body, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your toes, your hands. You've got your knees. You've got your shoulders. Oh, bless his name. We females, many of us, we still have our breath. We have our members of our body, the fruit of our bodies. Nothing greater than the fruit of your eyes. Ooh, I thank God tonight that I can see. Nothing greater than being able to hear. I may not distinguish all that you're saying sometimes, but I can still hear a sound. We got to learn how to know the difference between blessed and just speaking words out of your mouth. I'm sure some of those, you say, how you doing? Blessed. If you were to say them, can you define that for me? Could you tell me what you mean by you blessed or how you blessed? Could you explain that to me? I don't really know a blessing when I see one. So could you just tell me? Yeah, I'm breathing. Well, so am I. Don't take the words of the Lord and just, oh, mediocre, come on now. This is God you're talking about, his son, Jesus Christ. Stop that. Reverence God for who he is. Yes, I was blessed to wake up this morning. Blessed to go about my day. But just don't holler. Blessed. Somebody may need to know what you call blessed. Some people only bless if they got a lot of money in their hand. Oh, honey, the Lord bless me. But let me tell you something. I was blessed when I left my house and went to my destination point and made it back to my house safely. Because people are leaving home today and never get back home. Every time I walk in Walmart, I want to go in there and come out. I don't want to hang out in the store. I don't have time because you never know when a nut is contemplating. I'm on my way to the store and get there 15 minutes after me and decide he want to shut the store down by shooting up the whole place. And let me just tell you something. I don't want to bust your bubble, but saints die. Saints get killed inside of churches. So just don't say, well, I'm saying that I ain't got to worry about that. Let me tell you the reason why. Don't take it for granted, because the devil is real. And God don't do that, but the devil does. That is his resume. Kill, steal, and destroy. That's not God's resume. All that stuff is of the devil. And he told the Lord, so where you been? Say, no, going to and fro, seeking who I may devour. To get in your mind and tell you, get your gun and go shoot up Walmart. That's not God. That's the devil. You got to know the difference. But just don't take the word bless and just kick it around like it's a nothing. Let it have substance. Let it have meaning when it comes out of your mouth. How are you today? Honey, I am blessed because I told the Lord thank you this morning and he heard me. David said, cried unto the Lord and he heard me. That would be pretty sad if you call on the Lord and he didn't hear you. I'm excited, people. Every week I get excited over God's word. Let's move on so we can come to a close. Dr. Scott, I don't know if you're able to find, I think it's Ricky Dillard's song, There Is No Way. I'd like for you to pull that up if you can and close out with Ricky Dillard, I believe is his name. There is no way. Amen. Thank you. Oh, bless his name. Verse number 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You all need to read Deuteronomy 28. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain. See, there's that rain. Unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hands. And thou shalt lend, L-E-N-D, circle it, unto many nations. That's America. We lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not borrow. Oh, bless his name. and the Lord shall make thee the head. How many of you want to be the head? He shall make thee the head, and not, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and do them. Are you still hollering blessed? Oh, bless his name. Now, who wrote this? Well, the first five books of the Bible is considered law. Well, who wrote them? Moses, giving the command that God had given to him. If you read from the beginning, it said the command that I give you. So the command was given to him for him to give to them. But it's left here for us to govern ourselves accordingly, to keep God's commandment, to obey what God said, and none of these blessings will pass thee by. Yes, he allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust at the same time. But I'd rather be fine-tuned with a God on my side than a God not considering me. All right, let's get to 14. Dr. Scott, please say amen when you get it. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Now, this is a small g. G-O-D is not talking about capital G-O-D. G-O-D-S is of the devil.
Amen.
Thank you. Of the devil. And he can have us mentally to make everything but God and his son Jesus Christ a God in our life. First of all, he can take our children and they become more important than God himself. He can take our, oh God, our clothes. We can focus more on what we're going to wear than what my heart looked like on today. Can God look down on me and see that I have a pure heart, that I have a clean heart? Where David was saying, create in me a clean heart. And then he said, renew the right spirit. Somewhere along the way, David got off key. And he knew that his heart was no longer pure. What did he do? I don't know. But he knew what he did that wasn't pleasing. So he took a moment to say, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. See, those gods with an S and a small g, we allow them to come in. Then we've got to go and say, God, fix me over again. Wash me over again and make me clean. My God, today. Are you still with me? Oh, bless his name. To serve them. That's the ending of 14. But it shall come to pass. I'm going to really leave this for next week. Somebody remind me to finish Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and we will take off at verse number 15, but I'm going to give you verse number 15. I want Dr. Scott to play our song before we shut down, and we'll close out with that. But it shall come to pass, circle it, number 15, it shall But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. How you feel, Bless? But you haven't kept his statute, and you haven't kept all the commandments. How you, Bless? I'm wondering if God is sitting in heaven and him and Jesus is having a conversation, saying, how does she defy Bless? What is she calling Bless? What is he calling Bless? What has he done? What has she done to deserve to speak out of her mouth, Bless? But we're going to let you know what happens when you're blessed without keeping the commandment. We're going to let you see what's going to take place. And God is a good God all the time. And all the time, God is good. We're going to find out just about this God next. Dr. Scott, may the Lord God bless you all real good. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my time is up. Dr. Scott is in your hands. Listen to this song, please.
because some love, everybody, can be wrong.